It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
We are back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And we got a whole bunch in front of us here. Josh Gates, right out of the gate, no pun intended. As soon as we get finished with the upcoming commercials, and we'll be talking to him about his adventures, and there's quite a few. Oh, it's at 40? They told me 10. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that. Interesting. You sure about that? Well, we'll find out if he doesn't call. Yeah, they got me at December 21st at 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, but we'll find out right after the break. If he calls, we put him on. If not, we wait till 40 after and we go there, but that's okay. You know, again, we got a lot to talk about in the world of sports. Bowl season is upon us and all that kind of good stuff. You know, as we go forward towards the holidays and everything, just, yeah, you know, keep in mind that the kids that serve, and the adults for that matter too, but the great majority of them are kids and sailors and Army personnel, Air Force, the whole nine. This is without question the toughest time of year. Away from the family for the most part, very few get leave to go home. Some do, most don't. You know, we are at our most vulnerable as a country to terrorist attacks at this time of year, so everybody's on guard and they are reticent to let the kids go home. And although it's a lot better than the old days, you know, you got Skype and Snapchat, all various different ways about communicating with your loved others, it's still not the same as being home. So if you're about here locally, you're in New York City, you're wandering around, you see some service people by the tree, go up and thank them. Just take the time to say thank you. It's really appreciated. You know, it really is. And when you talk to these kids at Army Navy, believe me, they like it when people come up and say hi and say thank you. It matters. Let's tap out. The mystery will continue right after this short time out on Black Ear Not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
We're back with the attack. Well, you're right, Robert. Oh, man, that's all right. Well, they lied to me. What can I tell you? 1-800-878-PLAYS. Phone number 1-800-878-7529. Zach Britton got hurt as we continue along with baseball. So what did the Orioles do? Now, this is a team that finished last year. Okay? And there's never a great market for trading relief pitchers. But he's got a partial tear in his Achilles. And now they're calling it ruptured. So the initial report was wrong. And he's going to miss 6 months. Well, do the math. You're talking June, July. And, you know, here's a guy that turns 30 on Friday. Becomes a free agent after next year. So what he's going to have to do is basically just chug it out, do his rehab, go through it, and then come back, you know, July, because I can't see it happening before the All-Star break, and then come back and show that he has something left in his arm where he can be either traded at the end of the year, because like I said, next year he'll be going into his free agent year, or just show that he's healthy, and if there's no market for him, he'll sign with somebody in the offseason and probably not the Orioles. Now, you know, Dan Duguid, who supposedly is at war with Buck Showalter, but Buck Showalter is usually at war with somebody. But I don't know. I mean, after the collective GM thing didn't work out, the five-year communist plan, you know, the Orioles have become a pretty good organization again. And Buck has had them very competitive. He's probably going to get fired mid-season this year because of the fact that he, first of all, he and his GM don't get along. But number two, they don't have a hell of a lot of talent on the team. And particularly if Manny Machado goes, which he more than likely will, they're just going to be a shell of themselves. Now, you know, one area where I will disagree with Eddie Matz's article, ESPN, is that Zach Britton is not a big-time trade chip, because for the most part, there are exceptions. See Aroldis Chapman. And, you know, unless your bullpen is completely destitute, you don't get much for relief pitchers, even outstanding relief pitchers. And I mean closers specifically, not, you know. People will trade for arms and live arms, and the way bullpens are being approached nowadays is different. You know, and Tito started that with Andrew Miller, but, you know, depending on the situation and the philosophy of the manager, you know, your closers can now come in the seventh inning. You know, somebody else finishes up the ninth, but they shut down the rally when the rally needs to be shut down. And, you know, it's a discussion for a different day as to whether or not that's right or not. But the reality is that the value of these guys, they put no more value anymore on a true quote-unquote closer than they do on a seventh inning guy who can shut it down at 100 miles an hour. Some of the elite get big-time money, but most of them don't. And now they'll be dealing with a situation with Zach Britton where he's going to have to pitch himself back into shape and then show that he can do it on the major league level. You know, bad deal all the way around, especially with him getting ready to go into his free agent year. Right in his prime at age 30. You know, next year this time, when he's approaching 31, we'll see what the market is, because if he can't prove his value coming off the injury, I mean, that'll be one of those things where, you know, in July, he'll need to save 15 games, 20 games before the end of the year. And I don't know what the Orioles, if they do hold on to him at that point, rather than turn around, you know, he pitches a half a dozen games and they deal him to somebody, whether or not he'll ever have that opportunity. So that's a pretty tough scenario for him all the way around. And then, of course, what do they do with Manny? You know, he's in his prime. He's 25 years old. What do you do with him? Do you trade him or do you keep him? Because everybody's putting the old garbage can offers out in front of him. He's getting paid $5 million, or he got paid $5 million this past year. So now what direction do you go in? He's 5 years in the league. You know what's coming up. 33 home runs, 95 RBIs, but he only hit 259. The other problem is he didn't have much around him in the way of a lineup. So, I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. This is why they get the big bucks, and, you know, I completely understand. But, you know, you look at what's available for them. You know, Adam Jones is a big-time player, but he's 32 years old. You know, they would love to have Austin Hayes at 22 develop. Trey Mancini had a very solid year at age 25. You know, again, the core is pretty young. And obviously, you know, Chris Davis. But his average fell off. He turned into Rob Deere without as much power. And then when you look at, I think Trumbo's up, right? And he's 23-65. I mean, I you know, they're not getting enough. They don't have enough pitching. And that's the problem. And now you throw into the mix that Britton's not going to be available. That's going to be hard. That's going to be really hard. You know, and again, it turns it back into that American League East. I mean, should the Orioles dump Machado? Yeah, probably. But what can you get back? Who's going to give you that best offer? And oh, by the way, with the third basemen that are moving around, who needs a third baseman? Yanks do. Mets do. Red Sox don't. They got their answer out of AAA. Cubs are set. Dodgers are set. You know, what's the market for Josh Donaldson? Who's better than Manny? I don't know that answer. I mean, you know, and Toronto is faced with the same kind of dilemma. I mean, they fortunately for them, they actually have starting pitching. So it kind of limits what direction they can take that market. Troy Tulowitzki is 100 years old. He's really not. He's 33. But, you know, as I said, and he was, you know, he was nicked last year, so I get that. But his offensive production in Toronto has been nowhere near what it was in Colorado, and the Colorado effect came into play. You know, Josh Donaldson, this is a different story. But again, here's a guy, he's 32 years old. So how much are you willing to give up? You know, as I said, we're swinging back into the haves and the have-nots in Major League Baseball. And that's not good for the sport. Like I said, there's always a team that jumps up, but it's not enough. And if you can't spend, you can't win. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, a little more fun, we'll go take it in a different direction. I'm Black, you're not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Been baseball dominated today, and rightfully so. You know, we'll get into some other stuff as well here in this segment, but, you know, a lot of news, a little taste of spring in the middle of the first day of winter. I kind of planned it this way, so, you know, have a little bit of fun. Yeah, again, the one of the overriding themes, and I do think it was driven home, by part of that interview with the commish is that there's a lot of haves and a lot of have-nots. This is always a difficult balancing act for Major League Baseball and for the commissioner. And, you know, as a fan, you never want to think that your team is out of it before the season even starts. But the reality is, in some instances, it is. Now, again, I'm not going to go that direction with Toronto. They may stay the course and still compete if all their pitching is really, really good. And they have good young pitching on that team. But a lot of teams don't. And, you know, whether or not it ends up being an issue remains to be seen. Again, the teams with the big payrolls, rightfully so, they're favored. It doesn't always play out that way. People get hurt. They don't get the pitching. Key player goes down. Chemistry's not right, whatever the circumstances are. But, you know. Now, the Brewers recognizing what they need to do is they've signed Yoelis Chacin to a 2-year, $8 million deal, and Giovanni Gallardo signed as well. You know, Chacin's okay. You know, he pitched up with the Rockies, and he's sub-500, but again, you know, you pitch for the Rockies, that's what you're going to be. He had 32 starts for San Diego last year, and he was 13-10. You know, he went from one extreme to the other. He's pitching in Colorado Stadium, and then he went to the Petco Park Grand Canyon. So he's probably somewhere in the middle. But Milwaukee is spending the way Milwaukee needs to spend. You know, healthy arm. They got a bunch of 2 through 5 starters. You know, but with that being said, at least they got live arms that can give them innings. And in that division, who knows? You know, one thing about the Cubs, and I will say this. I mean, I think they can be had. They seem to not be hungry enough last year. Cardinals got Ozuna. I don't know if that's going to be enough to put them back into contention again. You know, again, they contended down to the last 10 days. Pittsburgh looks like they're getting ready to rebuild, and Cincinnati's just not ready. So, you know, the Milwaukee, these are the little quiet signings that could make a difference. You know, again, we'll see. Maybe Chicago comes back to life this year. And I know it seems strange to say about a team that won their division, but, you know, they were pretty close to not being good last year. Kyle Schwarber never came around. And, you know, again, maybe they can be had. I don't know. I they're certainly on my list of teams that I would say to myself, yeah, all right, maybe they could do it. Maybe they could do it. We'll see. Washington made a little under-the-radar signing. They got Matt Adams, who hits with a little bit of pop. Not the pop that the Cardinals thought he was going to, which was why they traded him to Atlanta. You know, he hit 271, 19 home runs in 100 games. So, you know, parse that out to 140 or thereabout, and he's probably mid-20s. But Adam Lind is on the market for the Nationals. And, you know, he's a pretty good guy to plug in there. And Washington has some issues as well. You know, Daniel Murphy's still on crutches since the knee injury. Bryce is getting ready to go into his free agent year, and that's, you know, problematic, because that's going to be the question in every single city, and Bryce is not known for his maturity when dealing with pointed questions. I'm not saying as a human being. So this is, and they're undergoing yet another managerial change. So, I mean, again, this is one of those make or break years. Now, because of the division that they're in, I don't see them particularly being challenged unless all of a sudden the Met pitching comes around completely. And we'll see. You know, but again, there are some questions. There certainly are some questions. And, you know, again, these are the little moves that get plugged in. Not everything is a Giancarlo Stanton move. So. We'll see how it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Last night, I talked about this a couple days ago. Kyle Kuzma is freaking good. He, you know, here's a guy coming out of Utah. Went off for 38 last night. 12 of 17, 7 of 10 from threes. Harden dropped 51. But the Lakers won the game. And again, the Lakers, just everybody chill. They're going to be good. But the only thing is, Kuzma might end up being better than Lonzo, which is entirely possible. He's a darn good ball player. For the Rockets, Chris Paul had to leave the game with a strained adductor. So he's down again, and that's been one of the issues. And this is a game that Brooke Lopez didn't play, Caldwell Pope didn't play. You know, and they dumped it onto the young kids, and the kids stepped up. Corey Brewer, Corey Brewer's no kid, but Corey Brewer had 21. Lonzo had 16, 9, and 4. Brandon Ingram had 13. They came out to play. You know? And if you look, and, you know, if you remember my conversations from Summer League, and I was talking about Tatum, and I was talking about Ball, and I was talking about Kuzma, and I was talking about some of the other kids that played in the Summer League, of which a number of them are playing very good basketball in their initial years. When LeBron steps out, the league's going to be in pretty good hands, you know? It's there's a lot of young talent that's stepping up. And, you know, you got some pretty good young kids that are getting ready to make that next jump. You know, and they didn't update it from last night, but, you know, his stats went up a point and a half, I think. You know, 17 and a half points out of this kid. And he was drafted by the Nets, who ended up flipping him for D'Angelo Russell. Well, you know, we'll find out about Russell. He looked pretty darn good. I mean, the Nets certainly, in hindsight, would go, well, probably should have kept Kuzma. But, you know, a lot of GMs passed on him. But he's the real deal. I mean, he's a 6'9", 220-pound, 3'4". You know, he good. He's giving him quality minutes. And you just look at the last four games that he played. He had 19 against the Knicks, 20 against Cleveland, 25 against Golden State, and now 38 against Houston. He's becoming their main scoring option. And he and Lonzo are in sync. Lonzo knows where to find him and get the ball to him. Well, you can't ask for much more out of a point guard. Get the ball to the guy who can put it in the hole. Isn't that the whole purpose of basketball? Kyle Kuzma is damn good. You know, and let's not award that trophy to Ben Simmons just quite yet. A lot of season left to go. Kyle's okay in my book. Mr. Gates, next. We go exploring. It'll be fun, I promise.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
I got me a cup of the tastiest hot chocolate sitting here. I'm not a big hot chocolate guy. Well, first, because I'm a diabetic. But second, it's just, it's never done it for me. But the first day of winter, I felt I should. And we're waiting on Josh Gates. Hopefully, we'll have him here in just a minute or two. But I got to say, it tastes good. Really does. You know, again, back to Kyle Kuzma. This kid, he's 22 years old, and he came in with a chip on his shoulder. He thought he was a lottery pick, and that was not the opinion, because don't forget, the NBA swings in cycles, right? Now they're talking about G League, and LeVar has a new league that he wants to start, and we'll actually get into that in a minute or two, but. Kyle Kuzma could flat out ball. And he is literally one of those guys that just flew under the radar, had a skill set, but he stayed all 4 years. And, you know, if you stay all 4 years in the NBA, it actually devalues you. And I'm trying to figure that out, to be completely honest. But Kyle Kuzma is proving that, you know, age is not necessarily a bad thing. And I know 22 years old is not age, but you know, in the NBA it is. Age certainly doesn't come into play with my next guest, Josh Gates, who is an explorer. And, you know, I like exploring. Expedition Unknown, if you haven't watched it, well, then you're a fool, because it's a terrific show. And he joins us here on The Attack this morning. How you doing, Josh? Bob Black here.
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Can I look like you? Can I get the scruffy beard and the, you know, the lumberjack look and the whole nine yards? Because I can't. I kind of look like a book dude with, you know, glasses and thinning hair.
Yeah, it's
and
really
everything
easy. You just stop shaving and stop washing your clothes, and then in a few days you'll look just like me.
Yeah, but see, I already stopped washing my clothes, and people hand me money. And you know, my beard is gray, so it just kind of, you know, just, yeah. I love your show, man. I love to travel.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
I love to travel, and, you know, I'm one of those people, when I go somewhere, I like getting off the beaten path, not to the extent that you do, you know, and you have the opportunity to do it. But, you know, talk about the show a little bit, and what inspires you to all of a sudden take on, hey, I want to go search for Mayan snake kings or lost ships or something along those lines.
Well, look, the show is, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's really about going out in the world and investigating archaeological mysteries and legends around the world. So what we do is we go to places where historians, explorers, treasure hunters, archaeologists are making real discoveries, and we go put boots on the ground and we join them in the field, and we be a part of that and see what they're doing out there. So in terms of, you know, why do it, I mean, it's like a dream job for me. I mean, the ability to go meet these really cool people who are doing really exciting work around the world and to link up with them for a few days and see what they're doing is just awesome. So the other thing is that the stories, the legends and the mysteries are just so cool. You know, these are the stories that you hear about, where you hear, oh, there's some lost city in the jungle, or there's some vanished explorer or a buried treasure, and you always kind of think, man, that sounds so cool. I wonder if there's anything to that. I wonder if that's real. And so this is a chance to go out and really investigate those things, and we try to take the viewers with us on those adventures. So for me, it's an opportunity to just explore stuff that's really, really compelling.
Were you Indiana Jones inspired?
Oh, big time. I was a nut for Indiana Jones as a kid. I mean, I think most of the archaeologists that I meet, you know, they'll all admit to you that that those movies inspired them. You know, I mean, people he's sort of a cinematic hero of mine, and as a kid, I was obsessed with Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Goonies and stuff like that. I just loved the idea of having those kind of adventures. So for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're involved with someone or not, or a family man, or whatever circumstances are, but you know something? Nerdy archaeologist after Indiana Jones, chicks dug it all of a sudden. I'm sure that inspired a lot of them,
too. I know. Suddenly being a professor became a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, not so bad. This season's pretty interesting. You're going after some pretty cool stuff. Stonehenge, the Vikings, Mayan snake kings. I can live without that one. Search for a ship and trapped in the dunes of Australia. Pretty cool. What has piqued your interest the most so far?
I mean, this season for us has been one of the most ambitious, because we're investigating some of the most iconic mysteries in the world. Things like Stonehenge, which you mentioned, and the Vikings, which are certainly, you know, one of the most famous groups in the world, to stories that are really far flung. You know, we have some expeditions this year that take us really off the map. We did this really, really cool show in Ecuador. There's this long-standing legend in Ecuador of this mysterious cave that's way out in the Amazon that was discovered by an explorer in the 60s. And he claimed that in this cave was man-made architecture and these strange ancient tablets that were in this cave. And it's a story that's persisted for a long time. And in the 70s, actually, another explorer put together a massive expedition with none other than Neil Armstrong, who was fresh back from the Apollo moon landing. Armstrong was really intrigued by this. He went down there. They found the cave, but they couldn't find these tablets. And so we went down there and said, look, is this all nonsense? Is the cave really there? What's in it? And so we mounted our own huge expedition into the Amazon to find this cave. And I have to say, you know, it's probably one of the most dangerous, difficult shows we've ever done. So there's a lot of things like that this season, these big, huge expeditions. And so I'm really thrilled for viewers to come with us on those trips.
Well, you know, Travel Channel is a big-time channel, but, you know, doing these expeditions and everything, this ain't cheap, is it?
No, and more than it not being cheap, it's just difficult, you know. I mean, so many times we have to link up with universities, with governments, with different departments that are excavating really sensitive things. I mean, Stonehenge is a great example. You can't just waltz up to Stonehenge and start digging in the dirt, you know what I mean? So the access that we have to get on the show is often extremely challenging. But that's one of the things that makes the show a lot of fun is truly trying to link up with these folks. We have an amazing two-part special this year on women of ancient Egypt, Cleopatra, Nefertiti, and so we have this huge splashy special across Egypt where we're going into tombs that nobody's ever looked into before. We're diving in harbors for sunken chambers and sunken artifacts. So it's a really, really big season.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and you mentioned the governments involved and everything else. Have you found, I guess is the real question, that there have been certain promises made that were not necessarily kept once you got on site?
No, you know, thankfully we've been kind of lucky in that sense. I mean, there have been a few places in the world that we've wanted to investigate and wanted to travel to where it hasn't worked out, but usually it doesn't work out at the beginning, you know. So we really try to not end up in a country and then get smoked, you know. So we've been lucky in that sense. But that's not to say it's been easy. I mean, there's certainly places that we've traveled to where it's been difficult. Egypt's a great example. I mean, Egypt is politically still really a mess, and so traveling all over the country with an American film crew can be challenging sometimes, but thankfully it all worked out.
No question about it. Josh Gates joining us here in The Attack. One of the ones that intrigues me, and I have to admit, what kid doesn't want to grow up to be a cowboy? Butch Cassidy. You know, one would think the story has been told, but if you can, you know, without giving everything away, talk a little bit about, you know, what went on in that discovery and that exploration.
Well, you know, Butch Cassidy is one of these guys that we all kind of think we know, and we know him from the movie more than anything else, you know, and so we all have this image of Butch and Sundance from the film, really. But, you know, these guys had an amazing life, an amazing career, and a lot of what is true about them is stuff that we don't really know. I mean, even the most famous part of their life, which is their death, this famous shootout that supposedly happened in Bolivia, which was immortalized at the end of the film, even that has been called into question, whether or not Butch really did die in this shootout. There are a lot of people who claim that he didn't and that he came back to the United States after that event. But the other thing about him that's so fascinating is Cassidy was a guy who, he was a robber, he was a villain, he was a bad guy for sure, but he has this kind of Robin Hood status. You know, he didn't kill people. He organized these heists in a way that folks wouldn't get killed or wouldn't get hurt. And he kind of, his gang, the Wild Bunch, kind of took on this mythical status as this kind of like anti-hero group. So there are a lot of people who believe that some of the money he stole is still out there. And so this was an awesome opportunity to really dig a little deeper into the life of Butch Cassidy, the real Butch Cassidy, and go across the American West chasing, you know, one of the great outlaws of all time.
No question about it. I want to keep you on schedule, Josh. So the new season starts on December 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Travel Channel is the place. If you're looking for more information, if you can tell my audience on how to go about it, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, the show airs next week, next Wednesday, and you can go over to travelchannel.com and find out more information about the show. You can follow me on Twitter at Joshua Gates or on Instagram at Gatesygram. And you can also go to my website, which is joshuagates.com, and you'll find lots more info about the show.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday to you. I appreciate the couple minutes, and enjoy the tour and certainly enjoy the season. I have a feeling it's going to be one of the better ones, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Happy Holidays.
Thank you. Josh Gates joining us here in the attack, and fun stuff. I mean, again, if you haven't seen the show, you're missing something. You really are. These guys, they certainly – it's good to have the budget, and it's good to have the cooperation and everything else. But, you know, there is a legit layer of danger to this because they don't know what they're getting into, many instances. And, you know, they're protected as much as they can be protected. I mean, I that's part of the deal. But honestly, they're still exploring. They're going into places where there's a whole lot of unknown, and they sound it out as best they can. And they certainly don't want to put their stars and the people who are doing the exploring and everything else in any level of danger. But, it certainly is a difficult endeavor to do. Like he talked about, all the various different coordination and everything else that has to happen between television networks and governments and colleges and everything else. That's no easy thing. Now, you know, for the colleges and, you know, cooperative governments, yeah, that brings a little publicity and good stuff to the universities and various different people involved. However, you know, again, we're not beloved around the world everywhere. So, you know, for a guy to go in and do that kind of heavy lifting is not always the easiest thing to get right. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. No, I'm not going to touch on the Kardashian story. I'm leaving that alone. As I talked about with LeVar Ball, he said he's launching, and this is going to be interesting, and we'll get into this a little more tomorrow, but he said that he is launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but don't want to go to college. And this is the one and done thing. Now, he said he's going to fund it. He's calling it the JBA, and he's going to fund it with his Big Baller brand. Now, will this be successful? He's looking for 80 players. And he's focusing big market, L.A., Dallas, Brooklyn, and Atlanta. Atlanta. You know, whether or not that will succeed is problematic. And like I said, I just want to tease you with it today. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. But let's tap out right here. When we come back, I've got a really freaky deaky story to talk about. It involves a swimming pool. I'll be right back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, thanks to Josh Gates for coming on board. That was a lot of fun. And again, I'll get back to you tomorrow with the, because I want to go into this in detail. Because, you know, look, Lonzo Ball says, I mean, LeVar Ball says some pretty dumb things, but he's not a dumb guy. The swimming pool story is really bizarre. Up in Portland, there was a semi that was hauling a large trash bin, and it went off the road and crashed into the pool of the house that's owned by Evan Turner. And I got to tell you, it's a pretty nasty picture. You know, Evan did the right thing. He's got the barrier fence up above. But it didn't come off the semi. It doesn't look like it came off the interstate. It just looked like it was on a winding road in the hills outside of Portland, which, by the way, I've been on, and that's not an easy thing. And the truck driver lost control on a hairpin, went down the hill, and fell in the pool. One of the rescuers kept the driver's head out of the water, thank goodness. And the other one used the jaws of life to remove the steering column. 8 people participated in the rescue. Hopefully Evan will take a picture with him. And thank goodness that everybody came out of it intact except for the swimming pool. And it's obviously Trump's fault. So we'll leave it there. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun tomorrow as we approach Christmas. First day of winter, enjoy it. And if you're in warm weather, I hate you.